This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Ronald R. Spradling, Movant Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided February 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in Division Ronald R. Spradling, Movant Appellant, Visa, No. SD 38432, State of Missouri, filed February 26, 2025. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Hickory County. The Honorable James A. Hackett, judge affirmed Ronald R. Spradling, appeals the Circuit Court of Hickory County, Missouri's motion courts, denial of his Rule 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief following an evidentiary hearing. In his underlying criminal case, a jury found Spradling guilty of 2 counts of second-degree kidnapping, 2 counts of armed criminal action, 1 count of unlawful use of a weapon, and 1 count of unlawful possession of a firearm. See sections 565.120, 571.015, 571.030, and 571.070, respectively. One in 2 points relied on, Spradling claims he was denied effective assistance of counsel because one, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2025, and all references to statutes are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise indicated. Two, he was prejudiced by counsel's failure to request the appropriate self-defense instruction, including forcible felony language, point I, and by counsel's failure to object to the state's improper questioning regarding witness credibility, point two. Finding no merit to either point, we affirm the motion court's denial of post-conviction relief. Factual background and procedural history trial and direct appeal proceedings. Victim A.M., met Spradling through a work contact and prior to the incident in question had done small jobs for him, mowed his yard, cleaned his gutters, and drove him to an appointment at a pain clinic. A.M. was in a romantic relationship with victim W.M. At trial, A.M. and W.M. gave a drastically different account of the events in question from that of Spradling. A.M. and W.M. testified to the following. A few days prior to September 21, 2017, Spradling contacted A.M. via text message and said he wanted her to come over to his house. Spradling refused to tell A.M. exactly what he wanted to discuss, but said it was a personal matter. Spradling had previously reached out to A.M. in order to set up a pain clinic appointment, but she told him she was busy and they would discuss it the next time she was in the area. A.M. and W.M. went to Spradling's home on September 21st, 2017. Spradling was outside when they arrived and he invited them into the house. They entered the house through the garage into the living room. While in the living room, they discussed how they would get Spradling to the pain doctor because A.M.'s car was having issues. A.M. eventually got up to go to the bathroom and told W.M. that they should get a movie case similar to one in Spradling's home for their house. Spradling responded by asking A.M. and W.M. to three go to his bedroom to look at Indian statues. A.M. and W.M. went into the back bedroom. Spradling followed them and closed the door. Spradling pulled out a gun and asked them to get on the bed and told them he had a proposition for them. Spradling insisted that he was not playing and told them he would kill them if they failed to comply. A.M. reached up and grabbed Spradling's hands to point the gun away from herself and W.M. The gun fired once into the ceiling. A.M. and Spradling continued to wrestle for the gun, heading towards the door of the bedroom. During the struggle, another shot went off towards the floor. Spradling began biting A.M., and W.M. started hitting Spradling on the head with a lamp to divert his attention. A.M. then noticed the magazine had fallen out of the gun, after which she told W.M. to break the window and get help. W.M. broke the window with the lamp and ran to get help. While A.M. was waiting for help to arrive, Spradling hit her in the face at least twice. Eventually, A.M. dove out the broken window and ran to her car. Police arrived shortly thereafter. After their escape through the window, A.M. and W.M. were treated in an ambulance nearby and transported to the hospital. At trial, Spradling's testimony constructed an entirely different sequence of events. Spradling testified as follows. The week before his doctor's appointment in September 2017, Spradling texted AM to see if she could take him to another medical procedure. AM did not immediately respond. Later that week, on the morning of September 21st, 2017, Spradling was woken up by a phone call from AM stating that she was coming over to say hi. Spradling stated he had concerns that AM had previously stolen from him, as some four jewelry in his bedroom was missing. He was also concerned that AM had been searching for his pain medication. Upon their arrival, AM told Spradling that she wanted two of HE